What electrocardiographic clues can differentiate AV from AV node reentry? There actually are several observations that are very important. First, in AV node reentry of the common variety, you have retrograde activation of the atrium rather simultaneous with anterograde activation of the ventricle. Thus, one will not see a clear-cut P wave in the early ST segment. Indeed, there usually is a small P wave seen right at the tail end of the QRS complex, and in V1, this appears like a pseudo-R prime pattern. This is a very small deflection that is usually not more than 1 or 2 millimeters high. However, if it is absent during sinus rhythm, it is an excellent electrocardiographic feature of AV node reentry. AV reentry, on the other hand, typically will have a macro reentry loop, in which case the ventricle has to be activated before you can have retrograde conduction to the atrium, and thus there is time after the QRS ends for the P wave activity to be seen on the electrocardiogram. Thus, there is usually some P wave activity in the early ST segment, and this should lead one to the diagnosis of AV reentry.